Well, I think that's pretty good advice, don't you? To keep praying until something happens. I don't remember which group put the acronym out there, but somebody said PUSH. Pray until something happens. P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Too often we pray, and by the time something has happened, we have forgotten our prayers. And so we don't realize the miracle of God's gift because we thought it was just something that happened. Something happened. God heard your prayer. God answered your prayer. God answers our prayers all the time. Excuse me. But we don't see it because we are so short-sighted, so busy, so in a hurry, so, oh God, do this for me. And then we go start running around and something happens and we get what we wanted and it gets done and we think we did it. Where would we be without Him? What would we have without Him? Sometimes we have to pray a lot. Sometimes we undo our own prayers. We ask for peace. We ask for comfort. We ask for justice. And then we say things that deny all of that. Sometimes we ask for God's help and then we ask God to condemn others. And that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Do we say words that deny our very prayers to God? Oh, that'll never happen. Oh, she'll never get well. Oh, they'll never change. Yeah, all the time we're praying for that to happen, them to get well and her to change or him to change. And yet we deny it. God hears everything we say. God hears everything we think and everything we feel. And then we blame it on God when what we want to happen doesn't happen, when maybe that we're not real sure what we're asking for or not real consistent in how we ask for it. Sometimes we pray. Excuse me. Scratchy throat today. Sometimes we pray aloud, we pray formally, we pray in church. We use formal terms, we use familiar biblical expressions. That's okay. That's one kind of prayer. Sometimes we pray quietly in the dark from our heart, things that are just really we're struggling with. That's okay too. It's another kind of prayer. Sometimes we pray as though we were talking to God as a friend. Okay, God, what are we doing now? Where am I supposed to go with this? I just don't know what's going on here. Please, you got to help me because I ain't getting it. Show me your way. Help me along here. Give me some insight. I mean, if I've lost a pencil and I can't find it, I'll go, okay, God. I can't find the pencil. You better tell me where it is. And sometimes he does. You know, I go do something else. And there's a pencil. Thank you. Amen. And then there's the kind of prayer where you can't even put what you're feeling into words. And you just want to cry out. You just want to scream. You just want to have him know how it feels and you give it up to him. And then there's another kind of prayer that we sometimes refer to as meditation, where we don't talk to him at all. We sit and try and shut up so that we can hear what he is saying to us. Do you ever try and stop your brain from thinking? Golly, it's hard. as soon as you stop, try and stop, the only thing you can think about is, I need to stop, I need to stop. You know, it just keeps running and running and running and running. No wonder we have so much trouble hearing God speak to us. We're always talking to ourselves. Quiet, isn't it? We don't do that very often. We don't just stop and listen to the silence to see if there's a voice trying to get through the busyness of daily life, the hubbub of our internal voices. Did I turn that off when I left the house? Somebody blocked me in. Am I going to be able to get out and get there in time for lunch? My left toe itches. All those things going through our heads, you know, all the time. God is trying to speak to us. God is trying to show us how much He loves us. God is trying to do for us those things we ask of Him. Golly, He's got a hard job. The judge got frustrated with the old woman who kept asking Him for justice. Not because He liked her. Not because He agreed with her, but just because He got tired of listening to her, He gave in and gave her what she wanted. God listens to us. God loves us. God wants us to have what we want, as long as it's good for us and isn't something that we don't need. God wants us to want to talk to Him. God wants to have us talk to Him and wants to talk to us and wants us to hear what He has to say. And it's hard. Not because He's not there, not because He's not speaking to us, not because He's not doing stuff for us, because we don't listen. Don't believe. Don't take the time. So just stop. Just stop. And listen to the silence. We have radios in our cars. We have TVs in our cars now. We have, I was driving behind somebody, a nice SUV, and they were showing a movie, and I was kind of trying to, you know, I could have gotten in trouble watching the movie, not watching where I was going. But our world is like that. There's new stuff coming at us all the time. I'm almost scared to go in Best Buy. They'll have something new I don't have. Or a bigger one or a better one or something that has more bells and whistles and does more tricks, you know. God's the same all the time. And He is what we need to fill that hole in our heart that we keep trying to fill with all that other stuff. And yet, we get so busy with the other stuff, we forget the source of our joy. We forget the peace that passes understanding. We forget the promise of His salvation. We forget that He has said He would be with us, not just after the end of time, but all the time until the end of time. Wow, that's quite a promise. You mean He's here right now? Yep. Is He listening? Sure. Does He hear us? Absolutely. Every one of us. And you know something? If we really need something and we ask for it, He will make it happen even if He has to start way back then in order to make the series of events happen so that it's here when we need it. You ever done that? You ask for something and He delivers it in such a way that it's obviously a gift from God. And the series of events that brought that to you started happening years ago. How did He know? I don't know. He's a guy. He knows everything. I had that happen to me. I was doing motorcycle ministry a few years ago, and I went to Biketoberfest in Daytona. Talk about Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah. any kind of sin you want, and they're standing out on the street advertising it, let me tell you. But there are also people out there who are trying to talk to folks about God. And I'm doing motorcycle ministry with a bunch of bikers, and they've all got motorcycles, and I didn't have one. So they're all giving me a hard time, right? George, where's your motorcycle? George, where's your motorcycle? George, what kind of motorcycle do you have? I don't have a motorcycle, you know. So finally, I shoot my mouth off. If God wants me to have a motorcycle, he'll just have to provide it. Oh, I should have been careful what I asked for. Before the weekend was over, someone came to me and said, my wife died years ago and I put her motorcycle in a shed because I couldn't bear to give it up. God says he wants you to have it. Wasn't as pretty as Tommy's Honda, but Honda Goldwing. Couldn't believe it. Gift from God. How did he know? I don't know. There it was. Got home from... Well, that's another story. You didn't buy a motorcycle, did you? No, I didn't buy one. Yeah. Pray always. Pray all the time. Everything you say is a prayer. Because he hears it all. Everything you think is a prayer. Because he hears it all. Ooh, I said something. Ooh, golly, I don't mean for him to hear that one. Yeah. But he loves us anyway. And he wants us to hear him. And he wants to hear us. And he wants that communion. That's why they call it communion, you know. Because he wants to commune with us. Not just one way, not just the other way, but a dialogue, a back and forth. Talk to me. I'll talk back to you. You have to listen, but... Excuse me. I don't think I'm going to be talking much longer. We have this wonderful promise that God is here with us, that he loves us. In spite of all our flaws and blemishes and warts and mistakes and messes up and every other thing that's wrong with us, he loves us because we are not perfect and we choose to be with him anyway. He loves us because we are flawed and human and we choose to walk with him anyway. He loves us because we are a mess. And yet we seek that wonderful promise of his kingdom. And so he loves us. Pray.